Okay, good evening, everybody. We'll start as late as late. The shiur this evening is sponsored on the occasion of the Yahrzeit of Reb Tzvi Yehuda ben of Avram. It was Yahrzeit a couple of days ago, so Ali's sponsoring the refreshments that are here. So please partake. Shama Shalom and Aliyah. It's your father-in-law. Okay. Parashat Chayisara, towards the very end of the Sedra, after the Torah describes the whole story of the mission of Eved Avram, identified by Chazal, though not in the Parsha, as Eliezer, to find the suitable wife for Yitzchak, and he finds Rivka, and he interacts with the whole family. Anyway, finally, they're on their way back, and Yitzchak is going out, and it says in Parakav Dal, Pasuk Sama Gimel, Vayetz Yitzchak Lasuach Basodeh Lifnos Erev. He was going out to converse, Lasuach, some unusual words, going out to do something out in the field, okay, towards evening, towards the afternoon, sometime in the afternoon, and that's when he saw the group of the caravan coming, and that's when he met Rivka and so on. So the Gemara very famously in Brachas indicates that based on that pasuk, we have a tradition, that Yitzchak Avinu was one who was mesaken tfilas mincha, the idea of davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the afternoon. Doesn't mean he set the text that we have, but it means that the concept of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the afternoon is instituted by Yitzchak. That's the Gemara in Brachas, Adav Chav Vav and Beis. According to one pin, it's part of a long brisa, but the Gemara says, Yitzchak tikein tulas mincha shenemar, this pasuk, vayet perak kov da'al of brisa, pasuk tamal gimel, vayet se Yitzchak lasuach basodel ifnos arv, in the afternoon he went out lasuach, ve'ein sicha ela tfila. The word sicha, we know from elsewhere, means tfila. Sicha means tfila, shenemar, tfila la'ani kiyato, v'lifna Hashem yispoch sicho. Passing until in Parakuf Beis, a tefila ani, a tefila, lif Hashem yishpo sticho, his conversation. So it means conversation with the divine. So apparently Yitzchak was going out at that point to say an afternoon prayer, to pray that Kosh Baruch in the afternoon. So therefore the Gemara says, based on that, that Avraham instituted Shachris, Yaakov instituted Ma'ariv, and the same Mishnah, the same Brisa, and Brachos Chavon Beis tells us that Yitzchak instituted Tfilas Mincha. So I'd like to talk about the point relating to Tfilas Mincha, was specifically to an interesting question that the Gemara poses, the Gemara itself, on that couple of the dot blot later, the Gemara itself poses a question. Sorry. What happens if a person is confronted at a specific time, he hasn't davened Musaf yet, he hasn't davened Mincha, what should he daven first? So Mincha first or Musaf first? Those usually come up, because most of the time when we daven Musaf in the morning, and it's too early to daven Mincha, we daven Musaf. But you know what, as we'll see, Tosfos points out, it comes up, it could come up conceivably on Yom Kippur. You have a long Shachris, and so on and so forth. By the time you finish those Shachris, and then Laning, and then Maftir, and then you have the Yisker, and so on. By the time, it could be. Most of the time, because of the clocks that we have, it's not an issue by us either. Most of the time, it could be a problem. I remember a couple times, davening at YU years ago, it was the Yeshiva Shadavani, very slow, and they were concerned at a certain point that one of the hurry laying a little bit so you wouldn't run into this problem. You know what else can come up? Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, by the time you finish with all the hakofas and all the aliyahs, everybody gets an aliyah, and then they make a kiddush and all this, by the time you daven Musaf, there could already be time to daven Mincha. So it could come up this question. Before we get to that, though, the Gemara in that same daf on Chav Vav and Beis, which talks about Yitzchak instituting Mincha, the Gemara indicates that there are actually two different zmanim, two different times, in terms of the early, what is, when, starting when can daven Mincha? The afternoon. Well, how do we define the afternoon?
Why would you want to daven Musaf the
afternoon? Well, we'll see. We'll see the case. We'll see the case, okay? Before we get to that, I want to talk about the zman of Mincha, the early zman of Mincha. We talked in past years, another shiur, about the latest time for Mincha. That's the Machlokas and the Mishnah. But we're not talking about the earliest time for Mincha. So the Gemara, that same Daf, Chav Vav Med Beis, in Brachas, identifies two Zmanim for Mincha. Mincha Gedola and Mincha Kana, that's what it's called. So the Gemara says, let's find just a second. Yeah, the Gemara says, it speaks about something called Mincha Gedola and Mincha Kana, okay? And and here it is. Ve'ezli mincha gedola. What is meant by mincha gedola? Mishay shos u'mechta olamala. 6.5 hours into the day and further. Let's assume sunrise at 6, sunset at 6, you know, that type of a day. So 12:30. 6.5. Well, we know it's talking, of course, about shos, manios, right, where the hours are divided into equal parts of the day, depending on, of course, that's going to be different in the winter and the summer, depending on how long an hour is in terms of, it's not a 60-minute hour. But for our purposes now, So mincha gedola is defined as mishay shos umetzolamala. From 6,500 a day until the rest of the day. Vezo mincha katana, what's mincha katana? Mitesha shos umetzol, 9.5 hours, meaning 12:30, 10:30. Okay? That's how the Gemara discusses that. Where those terms exactly mean come from. So Rashi says mincha gedola, imbola hakdin, Thomas Shoben Arbayim, mincha corresponds, that's the conclusion of that sugi, even though Yitzhak instituted mincha, but the Gemara concluded that although the Avos instituted the concept of tefillah at those particular times, details about the tefillah were modeled after the korbanos right? How late you can daven mincha, how late you can daven shachar, so it was modeled after the daily korbanos. So in the afternoon, there was a korban brought called Tamid Shobein Harbayim. Not the korban mincha. It can be a little confusing sometimes. There's something called the korban mincha. That's a grain offering. Okay? But that's got nothing to do with tefillas mincha. Okay? You brought grain offerings in the morning. Okay, I mean, we brought grain offerings together with every Musaf offering. There was a mincha grain offering that accompanied. It had nothing to do with the afternoon. So tefillas mincha has nothing to do with the carbon mincha. There was a carbon in the afternoon. There were two, the tamid that was brought daily, twice. Tamid shal shachar in the morning, tamid shal ben arbayim in the afternoon. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rashi says there, on chof av and beis and brachos, mincha gedola, imbala hakdim tamid shal ben arbayim. The earliest time you could bring the tamid shal ben arbayim in the beis hamikdash, eni achalakdimu kodim sheishos umechta. You could not bring it earlier than 6.5 hours. It's 12:30, half an hour afternoon, after 12 noon. That was the earliest time you could bring the afternoon carbon, the Tomei Shobein Harbayim, in a Beis HaMikdash. Why? The Bein Harbayim, because the word Bein Harbayim, right, like a Bein Harbayim, means between the times, this is Rashi, Bechinoktu Tzlolei Erev, when the shadows of the evening begin to appear. In other words, when the sun begins to tilt more to the western part of the sky, right? It rises in the east and so on. It gets midday, it's in the middle. When it begins to noticeably move towards the west, that's already the beginning of Bein Harbayim. Mishachama nota lamayrev. And that is 6.5 hours into the day. It's 6 hours. At 12 noon, it's exactly on top, right? That's the definition of midday. The sun is exactly on top. So it's true, at 12:01, it's already moved a little bit. It's not noticeable. Okay, there's some discussion in the postgame, you know, could you really bring it if you could pinpoint the time right after 12 noon, meaning 12:01? And they just said 12:30 because that's when it becomes more noticeable without precise timepiece like we have today. That's a question. But for our purposes today, you couldn't bring the carbon Talmud Shal Ben Arbayim until, that's a question of somebody, what about Dav Mincha before 12:30, Dav Mincha, or before half hour after midday? Would I be able to be the end, but it was almost after midday. So that's a question. Of course, no, it means midday. Today, I think midday was, I think, a 11:45 or even 12:20. No, the days are short right now. They're coming to the shortest days of the year, so, right, daylight hours, right? So, but roughly, I'm just saying, assuming 6 a.m. sunrise, 6 p.m. sunset, a 12-hour day, just for our purposes, so I'm saying 12, but I really mean noon, midday. Okay, so it's a chatzos. So it's a half an hour after chatzos. The question is, what if it's only 1 minute after chatzos already in the western sky, just by 1 minute? Yeah, but we can't notice that. Because I'll assume that after half hour, you can begin to notice that the sun is moving. And again, that's a question whether they could theoretically have brought the carbon as early as 12:01 or 12:01. Okay, what if you daven mincha to be yotzei? I'll just mention it as an aura, but that's not our issue. The point is that the earliest time in the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought that afternoon carbon, was 12:30. That was the earliest time they would ever bring them Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Mishay Shal Zimach Lamala. Domamar, Chatzi Sheish or Chatzi Sheva, Chamo Medes Barosh Kolon, Mem Tzarki, Akotsi Gomar, Psalm Dab Tzadi. Now, halfway between the 6 hour and the 7th hour, I mean, the halfway point, that's when the sun's exactly in the middle of the sky. Okay, anyway, that's Mincha Gedola. Mincha Ketana is Zman Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim B'chol Yom. It's true, they could bring the carbon Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim as early as half an hour after midday. We'll call it 12:30. But Lamai said that's not what it was brought. It was brought at 3:30. It was offered 9.5 hours in today, right? Again, starting with 6, so 9.5 brings you to 3:30. Again, not exactly 3:30, you know what I'm saying, right? That was practically speaking when they did bring it. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Zman Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim b'chol yom mitesh ma'echto v'mala, k'itznan b'tamid nishchad, he quotes the Gemara, Nishchat Pishmona Mechzel Karbitesha Mechzel, and so it was brought 9.5 hours into the day. So that's why we have two Zmanim Mincha Gedola corresponds to the earliest time that you could bring. There were rare occasions where they actually did bring it. You know what it was? Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, when you had to bring the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, and you had all these Jews coming with the Korban Pesach, they had to get the Tumah Shel Ben Rabbanan out of the way before it had been brought, because we learn out the Tumah Shel Ben Rabbanan comes before Korban Pesach, okay, and then you had three different groups, some massive groups of people coming. So on Erev Pesach, they would bring it at that early Zman, Erev Pesach. Special rule, Erev Pesach. But generally speaking, they did not bring it at that time. It's interesting just in terms of the nickname Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ktana. So where does it come from? What's Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ktana? What's the Mishnah? Kiddush Rabbi means? Yeah, that's a euphemism. But yeah. I don't think so. Yeah, why is one Gedola and Ktana? So I saw there's a tshuva from Menachem Azai Mefano, Ramah Mefano. Okay? It was an early Achron. So the... So the Rami Fano has his chuvas in Simon Chav Beis. So Chav Beis, he writes Mincha Gedola Mincha Ktana, and he quotes them and so on. And he says it's called Lefi Gadol and Gadol Fi Gadol Kata Ktana. Hina Hamucheres Nikra Ktana. Okay, V'Shaaz Yiktan V'Yarav Kochus Shochama. Because the strength of the sun is smaller at that point. The sun is setting. The sun at its strength is Mincha Gedola, 12:30. That's when the sun, that's what we call the heat of the day, right? That's when the sun's beating down the strongest. Already by 3:30, it's already weaker. That's what he assumes, right? And the Amucheret Nikus Kano Fisha'oz Yiktan V'yar of Kocha Shulchama. That's one. V'od She'ama Mu'ata Mikamsa Tzkidu V'chol Yom. Okay, and that's the time when people in smaller groups come to daven. I'm not sure what he means by that on a daily basis. But Acheres Nikus Gedola, Shadayin Achama Be'emtzarakia, Ve'ibetokfo Gvura. So the sun's still in the center of the sky, but not quite. It's moved. It's still the heat of the day. Ve'od, Sha'ama Marun, Kishmishbala Mincha, Zos Vishalayim, Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach, huge crowds, Gedola, huge crowds who come to daven. That's where he says the name, nicknames, Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ktana come from. I don't know. It's interesting suggestion, but a simpler suggestion, I think, is made by the Ra'or, whose parish we have in Maseches Brachos, on this daf, okay? And he says very simply, he says, it's called Mincha Gedola because that's the longer span of Mincha, right? There's more time that you can have Mincha from 12:30 till sunset. That's the long Mincha time. And the Chagtan is very right. Per Zman HaGodol Shem Mincha. That's a simple reason why it's called Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ktana. Okay, now that's just in terms of that. So to come to the issue that I wanted to focus on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, so at the bottom of the page, the Gemara asked the following question. Regarding Musaf, the Mishnah had stated on Chof Vav Amud Beis, the Machlokas, how late you can daven Musaf. When there is a Musaf, or Shoda, Shabbos, Yom, how late can you daven Musaf? So that's the Machlokas in the Mishnah on Chof Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, V'shal Musafim Kalayim. You can daven Musaf really all day long. You can daven Musaf any time until nightfall. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda, what? Well, the only cat you could bring the carbon any time during the day. The only thing is you had to bring it after the Talmud Shul Shachar. Okay? But anyway, and then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Zayin Shos. Rabbi Yehuda says you only have till the 7th hour. So it's an hour example case, 1 o'clock, an hour after midday. Okay, so the Gemara raises a question as follows. First of all, Shem Musafim Kalei Avich. Chacham say you can daven Musaf all day. So the Gemara first Amar Yochanan, the Nikra Posheya. Okay, if you wait until then, Rashi says Posheya Ma'akar Kolkach. You wait so late that you should daven Musaf in the morning, right after you daven Shachar, which most of us do. Okay. What are you waiting for? You're looking for trouble. You call the wise guy. You're going to wait until Mamish 2 seconds before, and then you're going to daven Musaf Chava, right? You know, you get messed up. You end up missing it, right? So, and what many learn is that even the Chachamim who say you have all day say you shouldn't delay. You shouldn't delay. Okay, that's a side point of Nikra Poshea. All right, but Rashi elsewhere. Daf Mem Gimel Beis. You're right. Okay, that's true. According to that, you're right. We'll see in a second. I just want to point out Rashi and Gimel Beis, and then discussing something else. Also, the mention of the Karl Poshea, I think it's from Gimel Beis. Rashi says, "Let me atzel." You're lazy. You're a lazy guy. Put everything off. You delay things. And so on. Anyway, but then the Gemara asked the Kashon to look at now. Tanur Abonim. Hayu lefanav shtei tefilos, achas from Mincha, achas from Musaf. Let's say it's now. Let's say according to Yehuda, after 1 o'clock to daven mincha, right? Not to have all day. After one, what? Oh, we mentioned more. I'll see you in a second. You have to 1 o'clock. I have some kustar. Those are two cases. Let's say to one. Let's say 1 o'clock. Yeah. Let's assume you have to 1 o'clock daven mincha, and that like that. That's the latest you can daven mincha. The earliest you can daven mincha, we said, is 12:30. So let's say it's now 12:40. Okay, in our example case. You can already daven mincha at 12:30. On the other hand, you haven't yet daven musaf. So what should you do first? So says the Gemara, all right, Tana Rabbana, how you lefon of state tefillos, achas shom mincha, achas shom musaf, mispal shom mincha, v'charkach mispal shom musaf. Daven mincha first at that point.
That's assuming. Why? You can do it.
Yeah, let's assume you can get it both done. We'll see that in a second. Let's assume, okay? So we're not talking about a whole minion. We're talking about like a person in a davening, okay?
Because, I mean, if you only have till 1 o'clock to daven musaf, so and it's quarter of one, you're going to daven.
Yeah, you're going to run out of time. Yeah. Let's assume you get both in, okay? Well, what's the reason why? So the Gemara says, Shazu Tadira, Vizu Amitadira, the old rule of Tadir Vishaino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, which means when you have two things, one is more frequent than the other, you do the more frequent first and the less frequent second. So Mincha is more frequent than Musa. Mincha is every day. 7 days a week, and Muslim is only one day a week, plus Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Cholamai, whatever. But not as, clearly not as well as Mincha, right? So therefore, it says, Shazu Tadir is any Tadir. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mispala Shem Musaf, Achak Toshal Shem Mincha, okay, for the reason you said, or you said, Shazu Mitzah Overes, Shazu Mitzah Shein Overes. Mincha, you still got many hours to do. Musaf, at least according to Yehuda, you're running, himself says, hey, you're going to run into trouble. If you're going to daven mincha now, you may run out of time. So daven musaf first, because you're near the end of the deadline. Mincha, you have another several hours to do. That's what he says. And the Gemara says, halacha mincha halacha is, you should daven mincha, and then musaf. Mincha, and that's what it says. Halacha is daven mincha, and then musaf. Again, this doesn't come up regularly for us, because we daven musaf in the morning, after Shacharis, at 10:15 or whatever, well before you can have a mincha, not an issue. But as we said, sometimes Yom Kippur could come up, a long Shacharis, you know, with everything, or Simchas Torah and everything, or a person right, was sick, overslept, or whatever, he woke up, and a case could come up. That's what the Gemara says. Now, so the reason that you daven mincha first, apparently, is that Tadir wins out. Right, that rule of what's frequent, you have two things, one is more frequent, one is less frequent. The more frequent, Tadir Kodem, the more frequent one wins out. What's interesting is, okay, Rashi says something different. Rashi says, Mispalel Shom Mincha first, you know why? Rashi says, Me'achar Shehigia Zmano, since the time for Mincha has arrived, Kedei Lahakadima B'tchila Zmano Shalo Yikra Poshea Gamaleha. The Gemara says that a person who delays davening is going to be called a posheya. So now that it's Zman, right, he's a lazy, right, he shouldn't delay. So Rashi says over here, Rashi says, well, if you're gonna delay, in other words, if you're going to daven Musa first, that means you're putting off Mincha, so now you're lazy with Mincha too. The time for Mincha has arrived, daven Mincha first. And it was as far as Musaf, you already called the Poshea, so you can't be a double Poshea, that's it. He's not, well, you won't miss it, you'll end up, you know, again, he's a last minute Charlie. So, okay, you're already a lazy guy with Musaf. So, it's now 12:35, so you can daven Mincha. So says Rashi, that's why Mincha wins out, because now Mincha, at least you'll get credit with one of the tefillos for doing it. As a Zohar is the earliest available opportunity, Al-Chat Mincha now. And then I'll daven Musa. I'm already lazy with regard to Musa, so I'll leave it alone. That's what Rashi says. It's very interesting because, I mean, it's not the Gemara's reason. The Gemara said because of Tadir. Rashi doesn't say because.
Should he be explaining Tadir like that?
Exactly. So the answer is not everyone had the same gears in the Gemara. The Rif also didn't have it. The Rosh didn't have it. Not everyone had the Gemara says Zutadira Zena Tadira. But some of the posts can point out that Rashi had a different Girsa. Okay, that's what they say on the side. There's some discussion, okay, whether Rashi had that Girsa or not. And therefore, that's why he gives a different reason. But it's interesting, but he had heard of the reason of Tadir. Okay, but nevertheless, that's not the reason. That's not the reason he gives. So according to the conclusion of Gemara, okay, but it is a little problematical. Because according to, so you see that according to Rashi, the guy is already called the Poshea, even though the 1 o'clock time, which is the end for Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chacham is there all day, but the Chacham agreed you're called the Poshea. But at what point did the Chacham agree you're called the Poshea? At 1 o'clock, right? Then you're called the Poshea. You're not, but here it's still 12:35. He's not a Poshea yet. It's a little different than Rashi. Rashi's saying apparently you're ready Poshea for putting it off as late as you did. That's not so funny. Rambam, the translator. If you look at the Rambam, thank you. You look at the Rambam Hilchos Tefila Paragim Alachahei, or Hilchos Tefila, obviously. I don't have the pages here missing. We'll see what happens. Okay.
One second.
Right.
But we should be here for
the one foot here, right? We'll see. So let's see. Perek Gimel, Halacha Hei in the Rambam. Tfilas HaMusafim, okay, Zmana Achar Tfilas HaShachar, Ad Sheva Shalos Bo'om. The proper time for Musaf is any time after Shachris, whatever time in the early Shachris, until the seventh hour. But then the Rambam adds, V'hamispa'el Achar Sheva Shalos, Afal Pisha Pacha, Yatzei Dechavosim, Neshe Zmana Kol Yom. So how do we paskin from us? We're kind of like a hybrid. We paskin like the chachamim you have until all day to daven Musaf. But properly, Rabbi Yehuda's like the chatchilim b'di'evet. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda's, you really should daven mincha before 1 o'clock. Again, when I say 1 o'clock, I mean an hour after midday. Shows money, it's fine. But really, you should do it. But we see from the Rambam, when do you become called a poshea? After the seventh hour, after one. If it's 12:30, 12:40, you're not a poshea yet. So Rashi's reason won't work. Rashi says the whole reason you should daven mincha first is because you don't want to be called a poshea for mincha too by delaying. Okay? So therefore you better daven mincha. You already muffed up with Musaf. What do you mean? You didn't muff up with Musaf. According to Rambam, so you should really daven Musaf. You're not a poshea, you're not a poshea. Like you say, many people daven mincha late all the time. So what's the problem? So what we really have here is very positive machokas, the Rambam, and the... Yeah, the Machlokas, the Rambam, and Rashi, and actually the Mishnah Berurah points out this Machlokas in Tzun Reish Pei Vav in Aruch Chaim, which is the siman about Dinei Tfilas Musaf B'Shabbos. So in the Bir Halacha, there's a Bir Masul Yoser. So towards the very end of that Bir Halacha, he writes that there's a Machlokas Ayin B'Rashi Brachos. He says the Machlokas, okay. And he says the Machlokas Rashi the Rambam. He says the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like the Rambam. So again, the Bir Halacha and all that kind of point out that there's a different opinion between Rashi and the Rambam. So the question is, why didn't Rashi give the reason of Tadir? Okay, now you could say, it was just pointed out, Rashi didn't have that Girsa in the Gemara. Okay, good. But the concept of Tadir exists, whether it's in this Gemara or not. You know, we know the concept exists elsewhere. So why didn't he say it? So some suggest. That maybe it's, we know when you have Tadir, when the both mitzvahs, so to speak, arrive together. You know, it's an example of Tadir, since we're coming up, this Shabbos, the Bench Rosh Chodesh Kislev, right? So according to, not quite a month, almost a month to Hanukkah. So, you know, it comes up on the discussion of the Gemara, we have laning on Hanukkah, so there's always a Rosh Chodesh during Hanukkah, obviously. Hanukkah starts the 25th. There's always a Rosh Chodesh day, sometimes Monday, sometimes Tuesday. This year it's on Shabbos, God, it's Shabbos Sunday. But not always on Shabbos, but there's always a Rosh Chodesh during Hanukkah. So what should you lay in first? Should you lay in the Hanukkah laying first or Rosh Chodesh laying? You take out two Sefer Torah, or if it's Shabbos, take out three Sefer Torah. What are you laying first? The halacha is you lay the Rosh Chodesh laying first, and then the Hanukkah. Why? Tadir. Because the Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Hanukkah, right? And if it's Shabbos, we take our three Sefer Torah, which will be this year. We take our three. The first is the Parsha Shavuot. That's the Shabbos lane. The concept of lane on Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah. Why Tadir? So, but the obligation arrived together. Here, the obligation of Davar Musaf, the obligation of Davar Mincha didn't coincide. Musaf's already been since the morning. The Mincha obligation just arrived just now. You follow? It's with the 12:30, the Mincha. The Musaf obligation has been in place since we finished Shacharis, since the 5, 7:30 in the morning, right, whatever time. So the only time we say Tadir is when both of the mitzvahs come together. Okay, when one was already there, then the rule of Tadir doesn't apply. Okay, that's not so clear that's true, because there's a Gemara in Zochem, which brings up this issue of Tadir, the machokas of what if one is tadir and one is makudas, because it's holier. So what comes first, right? The same question about you put on a talis or tefillin, what comes first, right? So on the one hand, talis is more frequent, because talis is every day, including Shabbos Yontif. Tefillin is not on Shabbos Yontif, right? On the other hand, tefillin is makudas, tefillin is more sanctified. So there's that question, what wins, tadir or makudas? Anyway, in the context of that sugyan, I'm not going to go to now, but there it brings up the case of Minchah and Musaf, and so it sounds like it is an issue of Tadir. You know, the Girsa here is not like that. But okay. And also, interesting enough, Rashi himself, on the previous daf in Brachas, on that sugyan, Rashi himself, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara quoted this thing, this, and Rashi himself mentioned about Tadir. Okay? Rashi himself on Chav Zayin Olav quoted Tadir Kodem. On the Gemara, the earlier daf cited this machlokes. So, and there Rashi said it's the issue of Tadir. So there's some question. It's a bit of a challenge as to why Rashi didn't mention Tadir over here. He mentioned this other reason. So the Tzlach, written by Rechesko Halevi Landa Frag, the Nodav Yehuda, Dogam Ravov and Shulchan Aruch. The Tzlach has it also. He's sensitive. He says, why wasn't Rashi satisfied with the reason of Tadir? So he has a sort of a complicated suggestion. He says that, he gives one suggestion. I'll read it first. He says, why Rabbi Huda didn't consider Tadir? Right? Rabbi Huda said you daven Muslim before Mincha, because he said one mitzvah is going to go away. Apparently, Tadir isn't the only tiebreaker. There are other tiebreakers in those. He holds that mitzvah overis is a tiebreaker. You have Mincha, Muslim first, what comes first? So Yehuda said, Muslim comes first because you're going to run out of time, like he was saying before. You run out of time. That beats Tadir. So the Tzlach says, okay, so the Rabbanan also, according to Rashi, didn't want to argue on Tadir because Rabbi Yehuda gave a reason why Tadir doesn't apply here. So they would have to give a reason why, a different reason why. In other words, Yehuda Tzlach, he wants to say that the Rabbanan didn't, that Rashi didn't want to use Tadir as the reason because Rabbi Yehuda was also aware of Tadir and said that Overis is a more chash of a zach than Tadir. So therefore, they wanted to give a different reason that somebody else is the more chash of a zach, not bring up Tadir. He said, just like he says his languages, the chehech of the Yehuda lo mashkichin of malas Tadir, which was not Overis, hachan abba lo ha mashkich malas Tadir either. Okay? And because of the poshah issue or whatever else, so that's what they brought up. So they brought up something else. Now I would have to fall back on Tadir. You hear? Because the Yehuda had a teretz, why Tadir doesn't apply here. So they therefore didn't want to give that reason. They gave a different reason. But he nevertheless says, he questions a little bit about the poshe. He says, we mentioned before with Rashi, with the Rambam, you don't get a poshe until afterwards. But then he says, Omnam, Guf Dibre Rashi, still kosher, because why would you be a poshe for Mincha? You have all that. You asked him before, Monty. He asked your question. Why are you a poshe for Mincha? You don't have to daven right away. Okay? So anyway, he gives an answer to that based on something that Tosafot says we'll see later. But again, you see that the Achorim were bothered a little bit by Rei Rashi, seemed to say something different. Now, Tosafot on the page there in Brachas, Chof Chesed Aleph, says as follows, Mikan, Dio Master Halacha, thank you. Halacha Mispal Shem Mincha, Halacha Mispal Shem Musaf. The Gemara concludes, Mincha first, then Musaf. Says the Tosafot, Chof Chesed Aleph, Brachas, Mikan, Yesh Lizar, B'Yama Kippurim. Tosa says, you better be careful on Yom Kippur. Okay? L'spalel tefillah shachris kodem sheish shos u'mechta. Be done with shachar, be done with everything. Start Musaf before 12:30. Now again, we in the United States, at this point in the country anyway, at that time of year, it's generally not an issue because we're still in the daylight savings time and the midday is until later and so on. But it could come up, and as I said, I remember times when it did come up, especially in yeshivish davenings, was very slow, and then or in other places, a lot of piyutim and slichas, and it drags out. Sometimes it could be late. I've told the story in the past of a shechter. Shalita once told us that when he was a young man, his father was when he was growing up, his father was a rabbi, and they had the situation was a problem, and it was getting late, and they wanted to at least. The Mechaber seems to say, should we finish the Musaf before the seventh hour on Yom Kippur? That's any trick. Okay, how are you going to do that unless you start at 4:30 in the morning? But okay, but at least we start. At least we start. We possibly start. So, Shechter said, his father was a rabbi, Mel Shechter, and so it was getting late, and he was getting nervous. So he told the chazan that we should go right into Kaddish. He said, skip Hineni. Don't say Hineni. Go right into Hineni. Is just a tefillah for the Shechter Tzibur. Skip Hineni. Go right into Kaddish. We saw almost right away. Well, the chazan, you know what? Any part of that. What do you mean, Hineni? Skip Hineni. That's like the chazan's big moment to the sun. You know, Hineni, practice all year for Hineni, right? Hineni's supposed to be a tefillah, you know, Hineni ha'ani memaz, but it became a major cantorial, right? It's a cantorial piece with a fancy chazanah. Every chazan has a Hineni. You listen to all the old chazanim, you know, Rosenblatt and Kvartnoll, they all have a Hineni, you know. It's a beautiful piece and everything else, but still, huh?
Very humble.
Yeah, very humble, right, exactly. Exactly. I can tell you a story that my aunt also told me that, because sometimes the chazanim were great, very nice chazanim, but they didn't know anything. They weren't so learned. So in this particular shul, she said, my mother's aunt also told me this years ago. She remembers she was a little girl. Her father was my great-grandfather, the rabbi in the shul. So they had a chazan, and had a choir. Okay, they were the kids, you know, the choir. Okay, good. So they already start Musaf, and the chazan was in the shul. I mean, the chazan wasn't there. You know, what's going on? They're looking around. And finally, the choir assembles, and a little boy with a sweet voice starts singing, Eifo Shliach Tzibur. Eifo Shliach Tzibur. And also the back doors are so open up, Hineni! And then he goes on, Ani Mimah. And she said her father's over the shul, sitting in the front, and just like he sank in his seat, like he just swung all the way down. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, so sometimes, but Hineni's a big star. Shechter said that his father did not win that argument. No way he's skipping Hineni. So, all right, anyway. But the Tosfos already pointed out that sometimes a problem does come out. I mentioned Simchas Torah also, because Simchas Torah too. A lot of times in Simchas Torah you have people who have hakafos and get aliyahs and kiddushes and everything else. By the time you get to Musaf, I know that my show are very careful to try and start to make sure to work the timing out, that whatever time Mincha is, I think this year was 108, I think 109 this year, to make sure we start most of, you know, before then to avoid this problem. Anyway, so Tosfos says, Mikan Yeshazor ben Mekipurim l'spalat til shachas kom shes mechta v'hainu kodem shegir shas mincha v'imlo kein ha'utzichim l'spalat til shas mincha kodem. Imagine having to do that, to make an announcement in the shul, now we're going to take the machzor out, we're going to skip to this page, we'll come back to this later, it'll be a mess. So avoid the problem. However, v'hari omer deino tzorech. The Re says, you don't have to worry about it. Why? The hard the commerce is followed to the mincha kodem. That concern, we have to dive in mincha first. That's hainu says Tosfos. K'shel yesh lo la'asos tzrochov, shel yuchal is followed to the mincha bizmana. That's if a guy knows he's not going to be able to dive in mincha later. He's going on a trip. He has to go. Right? If he's going to have to do them both now. He's doing them both now. I got a question: which first? Okay. In other words, then taka dive in mincha first. Okay, but in a case like with the kippur, where you're running, okay, you have the whole rest of the afternoon to daven mincha, like we said before, and it's not shia, you have the whole rest of the afternoon to daven mincha. And so the Re is of the opinion, I'll read it again, Re Omer, the Eino Torah, the hard to come, she's followed to us on mincha, Kodim, Hainu Kishyesh, Allah, so Torah, you'll come, follow to us on mincha, Bismana, Bitzorch, is followed, Snam, Miad, Kagon, Shahayal, Aloleh, Lesuda, Gedola, had a wedding to travel to, whatever, you know, people have to go somewhere. And Misyare, he was afraid, he'll get to the wedding, and he'll sit down and eat, and then this time of year, all of a sudden, it's, you know, what time is the shkia today? 4:15, something like that? All of a sudden, oh my gosh, you know, he forgot that minute. It comes up, and the summertime is less of a problem, but this time of year, you know, you go to a wedding, and then you sit down, there's a 2 o'clock wedding, sit down, you missed mincha because you came late to the smorgasbord, you daven mincha to chosen things, and you miss it. All of a sudden, you turn around, look at your clock, it's 10 to 5. It happens. So that's what Tosfos is aware of it. So he says, then, if you're going to daven mincha right away, fine. Aval im hoyolo shos l'spalo achar tfilas musaf tfilas hamincha bizmana. If you can still have plenty of time daven mincha bizmana after musaf, ein lo lahaktim tfilas hamincha el yispalo keseder musaf v'charkach mincha. So the Re says the whole thing doesn't apply unless you're only to Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur. The Gemara's concern is in a rare situation. A guy's afraid he doesn't have the. He's going to forget mincha later. He better daven mincha. He's got to daven musaf now too. Okay, daven mincha before musaf. So says Tosfos.
That's against Rashi, right? Because he called the guy for share way earlier.
Earlier, yeah, 12:30. Rashi, yeah, that's true.
Is there any way to do order in the sitter?
Say it again?
Is there any weight to what's in the order?
No, that's the thing. The order is Musaf Ben Hanafi, no doubt. Right, and so that's exactly what he's saying, the right order. And there's an exceptional situation, a guy is traveling somewhere, right. Okay, now, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in his comments on the Riff and Brokers, Yud Tess and Aleph, Yom Asol V'yesh Lishol, right, what about in Yom Kippur? Raise the same question. Many times he didn't say be careful not to. He says we do. Apparently where he lived that was a problem, right? He says yesh lishol be yom kippur. Shanu mispalim musaf achar vav shalos umecha. Lama adam agdimin tulos musaf kolin tulos umecha. Why do we daven musaf for mincha yom kippur? What happened to this gemara? Apparently Tosa says be careful to avoid the situation. Rabbi Yonah says apparently they weren't careful and they had the situation. They daven musaf first anyways. So why not worry about it? So he says the caveman she gives mana mincha alagdim tulos mincha. The tirtzu rabbanei tzarfazal. The rabbis from France gave you that answer. The hocha b'mincha ketana should be tesho sumech to the malaskina. V'chi haigavna amru kevan shigiz man mincha ketana mispala mincha tchil v'chakach mispala musa. Av bizman mincha yidola kevan sh'odam gado mispala musa v'chakach mincha. He says, the concern, what comes first, mincha is musa, not when you're standing at 12:35. You're standing at, you know, 3, you know, later in the afternoon. And now, 5 o'clock. And now, boy, it's late in the day, so now what do I do first? Okay, so then you better do mincha before musaf, whatever the reason, let's say tardir or rashi reason, then you better do mincha, okay, and then musaf, according to the chachamim. That's when that's the conclusion of the word, according to the Rabbi Yehuda. Then mincha, according to the chachamim, then mincha is before musaf, because that's when it's late in the day, you're running out of time. But in Yom Kippur, that's not the concern, says the Rabbanei Tzarfas. In Yom Kippur, it may be 1, 2 o'clock, but it's not 6 o'clock, right? So therefore, he says, the whole concern of the Gemara's conclusion, you dive in Mincha before Musaf, that's only if it's late in the afternoon, Mincha Ketana time. But if it's still Mincha Gedola time, then it's not a problem. And he said, that's why we're okay. And he says, therefore, in Kippurim, Mishuhachi, Ein Anu Choshim Espala Mincha Ketana Musaf. They should die in Eno's Man Milchitana, because we're talking about before Milchitana time. Okay. Well, that's the first answer. But the Rabbanei Tzarfas is saying that I don't do that. That's not the answer. The answer is, not about he's forgetting about, it's the whole conclusion of the Gemara. That David Mincha before us, it was only when you're Milchitana time. And that's not again, I'm kipper. Nobody, I mean, that.
Then we pass on to Ben Yehuda.
According
to what we're saying, because yeah. The Gemara's Maskana is only after 3.5 hours. So then Rabbi Yehuda must be talking about, when it's after half an hour after Chazaris, right?
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda has to, yeah. Right.
And the thing, we pass on to Rabbi Yehuda any time that it's before 3.5 hours. Before, meaning from half an hour after Chazaris till 3.5 hours, we pass on to Rabbi Yehuda.
They should have a mincha first. They should have a musaf first. Yeah. Okay, now, then he brings a raya, so this new shalmi. But then Rabbi Yonah gives something else. He actually analyzed it. Rabbi Yonah goes weiter and analyzes that whole, what you just said, the whole thing. And at the very end, he brings another point. He says, one of my rabbeim gave a different explanation. He says, I'm going to find it here towards the very end of the piece. I can't find it out. Oh, here. He has another teretz. He says, Mamor Boseno. Oh, here it is. He has a different teretz. Lokashi midi. The ma'id amin ha'ocha ha'ala fana beis tfilos misal minuch ha'achaz mozvaz mozvav ena rotzom shigiyaz man tfilos shay tfilos ela b'misha rotzom ispao shay tfilos miyad. We're talking about with the guy, the whole concern of the Gemara is where the guy wants to daven right now minuch and mozvav. So what should he do? Okay? Mishigiyaz man minuch ha'agdola kevet shirotz ispao mozvav u'minuch ha'miyad yesh ha'akti minuch. He doesn't want to daven mincha now. And then Kippur. He doesn't want to daven mincha now. He wants to daven musaf now. And therefore, he's going to daven mincha later on. It's similar to for the read, really. He's going to daven mincha achar shor shtei shos. So then, yachol is ba'al shom musaf tchila. Even though this man mincha has arrived. And v'yom ha-kippurim. Kevin she'ein kavanos l'ispala shtei ha-tchila zu etzuzu. He's not going to daven the two tchilas now. Ela kavanos ein lo l'ispala mincha. V'achar kach ein lo chushim achshon l'ispala musaf kodem mincha. He says there's a whole concern. As the Rabbi Yonah himself is saying, Rabbi Yonah himself is saying that it's only when a guy wants to daven the two tefillas, one back-to-back. Yom Kippur, it's not interested in that. Okay? In fact, the Chiddush Anshei Shem on the bottom of the page, Nos Aleph, says, because many people say piyutim and other things, you know, that's how he's not interested in getting mincha out of the way now. The Musa is going to be a long davening. Musa, we have the whole avoda and Eila Esker, all these different piyutim and slichos, and then put a Musa. Right, he's not interested just in that Musa and then mincha right away. So then he can daven Musa before the Gemara. His only concern was the two were back to back. That's what he says. And finally, there's a third, a fourth, or another explanation, which the Rambam tells is very important. The very end of Parag Gimel, Milchus Brachas Alach Yidala, the Rambam says, concludes like the Mar Mincha first. That's a private person. But a shul, because it's going to mix everybody up. Now, the Rambam says, Bitzibur and shul, don't do it. The Gemara's conclusion, Mincha foremost, that's a private person who knows the din and so on. But a shul, can you imagine it's going to throw everybody off? You know, mincha now, and then someone's going to leave, or someone will think, oh, next week I'll do that too. You know, whatever, next time, I may as well do it, right? I have to come back to shul later. We'll do mincha now, and then we'll, you know, mix everybody up. So according to the Rambam, the whole all bets are off. In other words, the whole question is only, therefore, no issue in Yom Kippur. It's the tzibur. You know, so I have all these different reasons. I just want to mention quickly, just an analysis quickly, just explain these shitas. See, according to the Rabbanei Tzarfas, all right, basically they're the ones who said that the whole concern is not until is only a Michatana time. And apparently they're of the opinion that, why do they say that? Apparently, and that's what you were saying, really, there's no din of Tadir, okay, there's no din of Tadir, or I wouldn't say no din of Tadir, but there's no din. Listen, what was the language of Gemara again? Gemara's language was, Hayul of the language again, Hayul of fun of Tzvetzilos, right? Is that the language exactly? I want to get the exact words, yeah? Right? Talk about Hayul of fun of state Tzvetzilos. Apparently, the Rabbanei Tzarfas assume that if it's not yet Mincha Ketana, then that's not called Hayul of fun of state Tzvetzilos. Because, as a matter of fact, many assume, I don't go into that now, but many assume at the proper time to daven Mincha, the exact opposite, is Taka Mincha Ketana. Because, after all, most of the time in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought, some say it's always better to daven Mincha Gedola. Why? And mitzvah bali orcha, you always try to do a mitzvah, the earliest available to it. Some people like to daven mincha early every day, right? Mitzvah bali orcha, don't delay, right? But others say, no, you should daven mincha, preferably mincha ketana time. Why? Because lemaisa, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's when the afternoon korban was brought. Yes, you could have brought it as early as mincha gedola, but lemaisa was brought mincha ketana time. So that's not called higia, higia lefan of state tefillos, okay? That has to be the last thing. Yeah, the essay of Ashlama is that the Karban Tosh Rabbanus was the last Karban of the day. And that's why they waited till later day, practically. Karban Pesach is an exception. It's not part of the Karban of the day. Well, apparently. I mean, again, according to this approach, we're not going to hold that by Mincha, according to that Mincha Pumus. Right, right, yeah.
Would the monks from France hold differently on Erev Pesach? That since
the mice said he did bring it, it's a good question. I don't know. Lamaisa did bring it then, so maybe it would hold differently. But their source seems to be that it's not called Higiyah, you know, not called Hayu Lafon of State Tefillos at that point. But and those who disagree will say, no, since you can daven at 12:30, then it is Higiyah's one. That's what they'd say. Now the Re, let's go.
What about the Sidim do with it? Daven after Mincha.
Well, Shkia? Well, that's a different, that's the latest time. No, because they have a different definition of Shkia, that's all. They have different, they don't say Shkia doesn't mean Shkia. They daven, yeah, okay, they daven late. I don't know, they daven.
That it's like almost like a daven later is like a
better thing. Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah, again, the problem is in the Beis HaMikdash, after Shkia, they would know the daven is Shkia Zahama. But again, those who daven late, they have to, and by the way, it's not just Chidim. I mean, it's most Rishonim hold. You can daven until Mincha, until it gets dark, after Shkia. Most Rishonim hold like that. And the Mechara and the Mamo both hold like that. So the Vilna Gaon made a big fuss about it, and you'll see the weight that he had, that he felt you can't daven after Shkia, you know, and therefore those who followed the Chassidim didn't follow him. But what they do with, I don't know, do they dafka daven? Practically, that's what they do, but I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, in terms of, just to come back to a couple last things, the sheet of the Re, right? Okay, The Re, and Rabbi Yonah was like that a little bit also, right? He says, if you're not planning, what did the Re say? He says, there's no problem on Yom Kippur. That's only when you have something to do, you're afraid of missing it, and so on and so forth, right? And apparently the Re holds that as long as I don't want to daven right now, okay, as long as I... When I'm pressed in a situation, I want to daven right now, so that's when we say tadir. But other than that, we don't say tadir. In other words, if you're that was the Re's answer, right? Since I have plenty of time later in the day still to daven, then we don't worry about tadir. Well, why not? You know, I mean, it's just if we're concerned talking about tadir, so what's the difference whether I want to, I have plenty of time later, I don't have plenty of time later, tadir still went out. No, he's saying that someone who doesn't want to daven right away, so then you don't have to worry about tadir so much. Well, why not? You know, those who argue will say that there is still the tadir. But the question is, why did the Re say here? Because again, if we assume the reason is because of tadir, so what's the difference? It's only a special case. Why? Well, why should huh?
Maybe he sees that tadir is when two things are competing and they're both overus, like the time lapse is similar. Perhaps.
Maybe. So I want to say something different, and really, it's part of a bigger hakira. What is the din exactly of tadir? It's an old hakira. What is tadir? The tadir shenot tadir tadakota mean. It's sort of like a, I don't say hider, but you know, it's a din of the kedima and so on. Or is it mamish and iser to do it out of order? Tadir, yeah, this is the order that has to be like that, right? In other words, is it iser to do the eno tadir first, okay, or not? So it's interesting because we look in that same sefer I had out before, so I had it here, that Ra'od is still here. Yeah. The Chiddush HaRa'ot to Brachas, he says the following. The Ra'ot writes, listen to these words, and you'll see how he holds. Okay. Listen to this. He says, if a person... I should have marked it off. Yeah, here it is. He says, etc. He says, Mikaven shehigia zman tilas mincha, ein lo lispalo musaf ad sheyispalo shel mincha, v'mispalo shel musaf lo also lo. He holds you did it the wrong order, it doesn't count. Like we have another Gemara also. Remember the Gemara says, when you have to make up, remember tilas tashlumen? You have to make up for your missed minchas. You have to daven ma'ariv twice. You miss ma'ariv and daven shacharis twice. That's all in the same parak. So Gemara says, what if it's Motzei Shabbos? Where do you put atachon antano, right? You have to have the other. First, there, if you put in the wrong one, it's no good. You're going to have to daven again. You have to say the regular Shemona Esrei, your regularly scheduled obligation, and then your makeup. And if you do it out of order, it's no good. So the Ra'o says the same thing here. Evidently, the Ra'o learns that Tadir v'shenot Tadir, Tadir kodem, if you don't do it that way, it's not like it's almost like an iser involved. However, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba in his Chiddushim here in Brachas disagrees. He says no. He says it's basically it's within the Kedima, right? It's within what the order is. The Rashba is on the same daf, okay? Daf Chav Ches. Rashba says Mikol Mokam Istaber Sheilu Avar VeHiktim Tulas Hamusaf and Tulas Hamincha. So to Machokas, Rashba argue many times that they're barpultas to each other. Okay, so this is another example of a barpultas, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, on the nature of Tadir. Well, if that's the case, one could argue the same thing is here. In other words, if you hold Tadir is simply a din in Kedima, okay, if you hold the just a din in Kedima, so then we can say, okay, there are other things that'll beat out tadir. Like if you have the rest of the day, so then you don't have to do the tadir, right? That's what the Re said. You're like on Yom Kippur, you can daven musaf first. There's no iser doing it out of order. You can daven musaf first, and because you have plenty of time later to daven mincha. That's why the Re said the only concern was when you want to do both of them at the same time. That, but other than that, you don't have to worry about it. Like, again, okay, here's his case. The guy's traveling somewhere. That's the only time we're worried about it. But other than that, it's okay to daven musaf first. Why? What happened to Tadir? Because he says Tadir is a din of kedima. If you have other good reasons for doing it another way, you can disregard Tadir. Mashen okay. Those who disagree with that read, they gave different teruvim, would hold, no, it's Tadir is a mamish, a din, mikra din. Right? It's an absolute, sort of an absolute, if you will. Okay? Finally, just want to share two things from Rav Soloveitchik on this sugi, which is printed in the Rishima Shirim in Brachas. Okay.
You say it's a Chetza Gavra thing? Or the Tadir, when you're changing the time of it, if it makes the Derech flow also low, that changes the Chetza of the Tefillah to the wrong thing. The Gavra has to be the person,
yeah.
But he should be first.
Interesting. Okay. I just want to mention another. Rav Soloveitchik says, going back to what we said at the beginning, Rabbi Yochanan says you're called the Poshea. So some of you asked. I said we'll come back to it. So here we are, just to finish up. You know, with any you said like any mitzvah, right? You said other tefillahs. We said about other tefillahs also. So Rav Soloveitchik, this is again in Rechman's Rishima Shurim. Says Yeshli Stafek Ha'im Ma'acher Kol Kach Nikum Poshea. What does that mean? He's called the Poshea if he delayed so long. Is that Mishum Sheyesh Kiyum Misuyum Espala Musum Kodem Sheva Shos Afilu Fi Rabbanan The Savish Is Manakolayom. Does that mean that the Rabbanan really hold that Yehuda is really sort of right that you should daven before the seventh hour? Odilma, the Hadarag Din shall Zvizin Magdimin. Or is it the regular Din of Zvizin Magdimin? And Afkamina Legabe Shar Tfilos, if I'm an Acherli Spala Nikra Poshea. If someone delays Mincha, delays, he's also called a Poshea. We don't find that, right? He says, so he quotes this Tosu we just said, and the Rosh, and then the Shulchan Aruch too. Sheesh Li Zor, the Shulchan Aruch, Nechus Yom Kippurim. Right, you shouldn't say too many piyutim by shachris on Yom Kippur, so as not to run into this problem. It's a simon, I forgot to bring that mishnah, but take my word for it. But it says on the Shulchan Aruch, and it's in the Tosus over here, it's in the Rosh and Simon Ches. So you look up in the Shulchan Aruch, Nechus Yom Kippurim, I think there's one, it's a one sif simon on the shachris Yom Kippurim. Don't drag it out. That's what it says. Don't drag it out. So he says, "Sheyesh lizor so la harach v'piyutim on Kippurim the shachris shalol l'saim shachris achazayin shows shemisaim shachris achazayin shows yisrochu l'spalam mincha kodem musaf." And it'd be called the Poshea for delaying Musaf. So he says the reason you're, it's a Lechora Muchaf, that Tamshik Poshea, Mishim Sha'afla, she's Rabbanan, there's some sort of Kiyam earlier. And if you'll daven later, you'll be mafsed it. Because if it's just a din of Zuizim Magdimin, okay, you weren't fooling around. You were davening Shachris and saying Slichas and saying Piyutim, you weren't goofing off. Okay, so if it's just a din of Zuizim Magdimin, good, you were doing something valuable, so it won't be Zuizim Magdimin. I get all the credits, right? That was, you know. So he says there, hey, Chas, Mispala, Mishra, I used to permit this to a sacrament. Aim is that he's sorrow. That's not going to be because, oh, I didn't do Zuizim. Why did you do? And then I said, guy, why did you do Zuizim? What do you mean? I was saying, I was doing tshuva, the same wild hates, you know what I mean? It's a good thing, right? But by the other hand, if it's, you know, if it's, if you call the push, so that's the, now that's the but if you hold, no, there's a bigger kiyum in Muslim, that might be different. Okay, not stam zuzim like dimo mitzvahs. And he says that the Rambam that we just read per gimel locha, hey, we read it before. The Rambam says, and we'll finish up. Tzulas hamusafin zman achar tzulas hashachar shevash v'yomam ispalos achar shevash shos afo pisha posha yotza. Right? If you wait till after the seventh hour, you were posha but yotza anyway. He said, well, Rav says, Inema da'adin shetzach l'spala musav ne sheva shos mishum dezvizim akdim l'mitzvahs. If that's all it's about, so of course, if you missed it, you still have to daven it later. Since when do we, oh, sorry, you didn't do zvizim akdim l'mitzvahs, you can't do the mitzvah at all. Obviously. What's the Rambam adding? Machidus on a Rambam. But im tzach l'spala kodem sheva shos mishum etzem hakiyim d'tzulas musav, so then you need a kamashon that it's okay to do it after that hour. That's what he says. That's one hara. Finally, one other hara on this. On this business of the state tefillahs. So what's this business of mitzvah overis? Again, somebody asked him, I said, we'll get back to it. So here we are. The Rav said, Yeshli stopek, the yisod hadin, the mitzvah overis kodemis. Right? Why does the mitzvah overis beat out taket tadir? So he says, ha'im ha'tam b'zeh shu mishun l'chashinan, shem yivshar lo yispa, yaspik las ha mitzvah zvanav yafsid kiyo mitzvah, odilma di yesh din kedima v'chashivas the mitzvah overis. You know, what's the reason why a mitzvah overis, a mitzvah is going to go, you know, lose it? Is it because you're going to lose the mitzvah entirely? Is that why? Is it a practical point that you don't do it now? Or is there some sort of preference to doing a mitzvah overis right away? That a mitzvah overis is, the mitzvah overis has kedima over a mitzvah that's not overis in general. right? Is that what it is? Or no, it's not. There's no status to mitzvah over it. It's just practically going to lose the mitzvah if you don't do it now. Which way is it? Or no, is there some status to mitzvah over it? It's like there's a status of tadir. Okay? Is there a status to mitzvah over it? So it's just a practical matter. You know, you're going to end up forgetting. You hear the chakir? So we mentioned this Gemara many times in the past. The Gemara has, money do you have to be willing to spend to do hidden mitzvah? So spend one third more, right? That's the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tesman. I'll go over to Tesman Beis. So Tosas there, Tesman Beis says, Ilema. And they said as follows, Mashma, the Ain Tzorach Levazos, Kol Mono Kedei Liknos Esrog, Afilo Yim Tzeva Pachos, okay, the He Mitzvah Overis. He says, apparently, let's say that all they have there is expensive Esrogim. And you don't have the money for it. It's not that they have a $25 table and a $45 table, and you can get this. All they have, this wherever you are, all they have is very expensive esrogim. So you don't have to spend everything, even though it's a mitzvah of veris, okay? Before we divrei, the talk of that mitzvah of veris, yochel avazel v'yosem chomish. The Gemara, the Havmina was that because it's a mitzvah of veris, you can spend even more than you ordinarily would spend. So he said, you see that there is a mila. So mitzvah overis has its own special status. That's his raya. But since there's a havamina in the Gemara, in the Tosfos, that a mitzvah overis, you should be able to spend more than you normally would spend for a mitzvah, okay? Even if it says, yeah, not, but the whole possibility, he says, it's not stam kadima, we're going to forget about it, okay? But and therefore, it's a mitzvah overis. Mitzvah overis has an independent value. So just some auras on the sugya. Lamaisa, I said before, the best thing is to avoid the problem. Again, our shul is not usually a problem in Yom Kippur. Sometimes a problem on Simchas Torah. Now, again, you know, one could argue, and again, if the chassidim have the hakafas till 3:30, 4 o'clock, whatever, or some yeshivas have like that, they're not worried about this problem. I thought that dafka on a day of Simchas Torah, they should be careful about all the dinners in the Torah, you know. So why should we have hakafas? And I try, and then we start mincha, is right before, mamish right before. But those who don't, probably rely on the Rambam, who said the whole thing doesn't apply to Tzibur anyway. Right? So again, there are different Tirutzim. So different committees have different minhagim about it.
Yeah. When he came from Ashkenaz to
Tzibur, he's having Be'achidah on Yom
Kippur. Right.
That was because of this?
Yeah.
I remember that. But I remember the story. Yeah. So it's, again, because... but then he changed. No, then he stopped or he convinced.
I think he couldn't convince them, so he's having Be'achidah.
Oh, he couldn't convince them. I remember the story, yeah. Okay. So, you know, again, every community has to follow its practice, but now you know what some of the Yonam are. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. This month is Shabbos. This year is going to be on the understanding the halachic prenup agreement. You should say Abdullah the first one.